Welcome to Faith Boost, a message by Pastor Andrew McLennan.
Did you know that Abraham, the father of faith, used to raise his hands to God when he worshipped? Hi, my name's Andrew. This is Faith Boost. I'm here today to boost your faith with ancient secrets that still work in the modern world. Well, we see in Genesis chapter 14, verse 22, Abraham says these words, "I've raised my hand to the Lord, God Most High, the possessor of heaven and earth." Abraham raised his hand to God. You know, and Abraham is the father of faith. The Bible says he's the father of us all. He started this thing called faith. You know, he wasn't a churchgoer. He wasn't a Jew. He wasn't a Christian. He was a dude that had an encounter with God, that God called him to himself. And the Bible says he believed God. And because he believed God, God gave him a gift of righteousness. And he became the father of faith for us all. And today in the modern world, in 2025, there's many different styles of church. There's many different ways of worship. But I want to encourage us today that Abraham's worship was animated. Say again, he was not a charismatic Christian. He was a dude that had an encounter with God. He was a dude that had a relationship with God. So I'm not here to push a certain type of church or a certain, style of worship or anything else. I'm here today to talk to you about what the Bible says. The Bible says that Abraham said, "I've raised my hand to God Most High." And it says elsewhere in Genesis chapter 17, verse 3, that Abraham fell on his face and God talked with him as he fell on his face. So we see in Abraham's life, there was times where his worship was expressed physically. His prayer was expressed physically. He fell on his face. He didn't just stand there all stiff and say, "Oh, jolly good Lord, rather glad you're here today. You know, I'm glad you've turned up again." You know, he didn't try and keep this civilized front of just talking in a very prim and proper way and not showing too much emotion, not showing too much physical expression, because God's not into that, of course. That's the way some people think, but that is not biblical thinking. Sometimes a physical expression of worship can actually cause you to draw near to God. He fell on his face, the Bible says, and then God talked with him. You know, and it says elsewhere in the Bible, Psalm 134, verse 2, "Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord." The Bible tells us to lift up our hands. You know, it says in Psalm 149, verse 3, that "let them praise his name with the dance." Wow. So dancing before God is biblical. Say that word in your mind now, biblical. This is biblical. I'm not talking about a style of church again. I'm not talking about the sort of church I go to or the way I think we should all worship. I'm just saying the Bible says that we should lift up our hands. The Bible says we should dance. Abraham's fallen on his face. Abraham's lifting his hands to God. And sometimes as we worship biblically, it actually causes us to draw near to God. You might need a breakthrough in your life. Can I encourage you? Worship God biblically. Don't be afraid to raise your hands. Don't be afraid to dance. Don't be afraid to jump up and down on the spot like a white man. You know, that's how white people dance. It's a bit boring to watch, but sometimes it's a form of worship. It's an expression of faith. I know when I was a brand new Christian, I was in a church where people were dancing during the praise, and I'm just standing there thinking, these guys are idiots. Like, this is so uncool. I'm cool. They're not cool. And I'm just standing there, but the joy in these people, they were so happy, and they're obviously in the presence of God. And I remember the guy next to me starts dancing, the guy that had brought me to church, my friend, and I'm looking at him and he's just jumping up and down on the spot like a white man. Like I said, boring dancing. White people dance so boring. And he's just jumping up and down, jumping up and down. And I just thought, you know what? I'm going to try this. And I start jumping up and down on the spot too. And the joy of God just filled my heart. It was supernatural. What was that? I took a step of faith. I applied biblical Christianity to my life, biblical worship to my life. And as I started jumping up and down, the presence of God hit me. And from that day until now, different times in my life, not every time, but at different times in my life, I worship God with dancing. Other times I raise my hands to heaven. Other times I'll kneel down if I feel my heart move towards kneeling or lying down. I want to encourage you today, let your faith find expression. Let your faith find physical expression in whatever way that is, but make sure it's biblical, because as you do biblical worship, biblical prayer, and have a biblical relationship with God, just like Abraham, you can encounter God.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe on our channel. We hope and pray that you are inspired and strengthened by these short, sharp, Bible-based messages. We would love to know what you think, so write a review or comment. Pastor Andrew's website is i2aw.org. That's i2aw.org. If you've been blessed by this message, share it with someone and they can be blessed too.